The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is must-sees in Boston for plant lovers. Taking a break from strictly containers this week as I travel to Boston, Massachusetts for a visit with family. This is my first visit to Boston, and after just 2 days, I'm in love. The very old parts of the city blend with the contemporary, making it both charming and vibrant. Especially for garden and plant lovers, there's a deliberate emphasis on green spaces in the city, with current efforts such as expanding recycling programs for residents, finding new ways to keep garbage out of landfills, planting more trees to absorb carbon dioxide and cool down the city, protecting urban wilds and wetlands, and prioritizing the protection of open spaces in city planning. After buzzing around for a few days, here's what caught my eye as the must-sees for the garden and plant enthusiasts. The big one. Might as well get straight to the crown jewel, the Boston Public Garden, located at 4 Charles Street in the center of the city. This lovely place was established in 1837 as a complement to the Boston Common located across the street. It was decorative and flower-focused from the beginning and featured strolling paths for visitors to enjoy. In the early days, the Victorian influence boasted vibrant floral patterns which used modern innovations in gardening, new techniques in hybridizing, collecting, and propagating plants. They combined greenhouse-grown specimens and flashy annuals into colorful and exotic, for the times, beds and displays. Strangely, there were often complaints at the time that these newfangled displays were garish and in poor taste. What stood out upon entering is a fantastic array of trees in the garden. Hundreds of specimens with plaques identifying them are a focal point, as is the lovely pond with popular swan boats. Our gregarious hosts, Dr. Bill and his beautiful wife Betsy, indulged us in a ride. So serene and offered a great view of the unusual plants, fountains, and monuments in the park. Oh, and it's the inspiration of the famous children's book, Make Way for the Ducklings, by Robert McCloskey. Boston Public Gardens are supported by the Boston Parks and Recreation Department, who grow all the plants used in the garden. There are more than 80 species of plants cultivated in their greenhouses. If you're in Beantown, don't miss this national treasure. The North End. Unofficially known as Boston's Little Italy, the North End is a small neighborhood just a mile square, poking out into Boston Harbor. There's a distinct old-world atmosphere filled with charming narrow streets lined with shops and eateries. We had the pleasure of happening upon the Feast of St. Rocco. Each weekend in the North End honors a different Italian saint or martyr with dancing, music, parades, and authentic Italian street food. From a gardener's perspective, this area stood out. With the cobblestone-lined streets and gorgeous old architecture, this neighborhood shone with planters and window boxes. Everywhere we turned, cafes and stores were welcoming us with colorful flowers, trailing vines, and soothing foliage. While we didn't visit, Romano's Florist has been serving the area for more than 40 years, located at 2306 Hanover Street. They have a reputation for friendly service and beautiful arrangements and small house plants, the perfect souvenir for plant lovers. Beacon Hill. Arguably Boston's most picturesque neighborhood is historic, filled with brick sidewalks and Federal-style row houses. These grand old homes are painted with flower boxes of the highest caliber and has become known for stylish window boxes. The idea originated due to a lack of garden space in the heart of the city. Cooks and ladies of these grand homes created tiny gardens with herbs, flowers, and also small kitchen gardens to save space. The idea of window boxes evolved from there, and those decorating Beacon Hill today match the grandeur of the area. Any plant lover will appreciate the unending inspiration. I highly suggest a walk through Beacon Hill if you're visiting the city. Pro tips for window box design. Know your light requirements, choose a color palette, and consider the location. For instance, if it doesn't get rain, will you still be able to water it easily? Of note, everywhere we went, it was fascinating to see how many rooftops were adorned with gardens and green spaces, a softening, if you will, of the already stunning skyline. Cheers. See what I did there? To Boston for making plants a priority. Photo credits, Betsy Harris.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.